بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Brothers and sisters, I hope your Ramadan is going beautifully. We are nearing the end of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to maximize the benefit of Ramadan. We just have maybe 2 days left, maybe 1 day left. And so, I remind myself and you, don't waste a single second of your time. Spend your time, alhamdulillah, you fasted the whole month, you read Quran, you prayed Taraweeh, you made Itikaf, and whoever, whatever you did, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. You gave zakat, you gave sadaqat, you gave more than what you needed to give, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the best of rewards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you reward in keeping with His majesty and grace, not in keeping with whatever you did, because what Allah gives us is far, far more than what we deserve. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. You were talking yesterday about dua and times to make it and how to make it. And a couple of other things I want to say to you about dua, which is, as I said yesterday, when you make dua, remember you're asking Allah. You're asking Allah whose khudrat, whose power, whose glory, majesty is boundless. So don't ask duas with constraints. Don't ask duas which are limited and which have which are impregnated and infiltrated with your own fears and anxieties. Don't do that. You are going to Allah to remove all the fear and anxiety. Then why do you don't take it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the main thing which spoils our du'as. Number two, also remember, of course in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, you are probably not doing it, but remember, the thing that destroys du'a is haram food and haram income. There was a man in the masjid who was making du'a. He said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give me this, give me this. Rasulullah ﷺ said, how is Allah going to accept his dua when his food is haram and his clothes are haram and his earning is haram, right? So be very, very, very careful about what you eat and about what you earn. Please, if you have interest-based earnings, if you have earning from sources which are haram, please, I beg you, don't fall into this trap of some people who will tell you, and may Allah protect them from themselves and protect you from them, and they will tell you that what Allah has prohibited is halal, and they will tell you that, oh, some part of it in the whole is okay. 10% of your income, if it is haram, 90% is halal, it is fine. Ask them that if you gave them a glass of water, clean, pure water, and in which you put 10%, forget 10%, if you put 10 drops, or if you put even one drop of urine, will they drink it? You didn't even put the urine. If you just tell them, you give them the glass of water and say, you know, this is pure water, but it has one drop of urine, will they drink it? Even the doubt, I mean, they can't see it. If there's only one drop of urine in a glass, it is invisible, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. But just the fact that you tell them that this glass has, or you might even say this glass may have one drop of urine, do you want to drink it? What will they say? Try it out. Then ask them that if you cannot even drink something which one drop of urine in it, and this, just the thought, just the suspicion, and you are telling me that 10% of my income, if it is haram, it is okay, 15% is okay, 20% is okay, how is it okay? You want me to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to something that you won't accept for yourself? What iman is this? Don't destroy your du'as. Do not destroy your du'a, do not destroy your ibadah by eating haram or by earning haram. Interest-based earnings, earnings from alcohol, earnings from cigarettes and other tobacco products, earnings from lottery tickets, earnings from pornographic literature, earnings from all of these sources are haram, haram, haram. Do not earn from these sources. Get out of these sources. Your Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu has the power to feed you halal. Allah didn't ask for your help to feed you. Stick to halal, Allah will find and will open the doors for you for halal. Number one, so therefore, do not eat haram and do not earn haram. These are the two destroyers of dua. Then remember that dua itself is ibadah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. In another place he said, Ad-du'a'u huwa al-ibadah. He said, dua is the brain of ibadah, of worship. And dua itself is ibadah because dua is talking to Allah. Dua is asking directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, dua to anyone other than Allah is prohibited. It is shirk. So don't go and stand next to a grave and say, whoever is the sahib of the qabr, please make dua for me. Please give me this. Please give me that. This is open shirk. Do not do this. Ask Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Allah said, ask me, I will give you. Allah did not say, ask so and so and tell that so and so to ask me. Allah did not say this. If you have that ayat, show it to me. If you don't have that ayat, then you cannot have that ayat because it does not exist. Then if you are doing that stuff, I don't care who told you it is okay, it is not okay. Your call. You want to continue to do it and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that state. Not my problem. I am telling you very clearly, don't ask anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. You do not need to ask anybody. Allah did not tell you, ask me through this one, that one. Allah did not say, tell so and so to ask me. No, you ask Allah. Ud'uni astajib lakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask me, I will give. So ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dua is ibadah. So when you are making dua, remember that dua itself is ibadah. So you are getting the sawab, you are getting the benefit of that ibadah, no matter what dua you asked. Allah did not put a condition on the dua. As long as you are not asking for something haram, obviously you will not do that. But anything, you can ask for a gold-plated Cadillac. I mean, whether Allah gives it to you or not is a different thing. It's a stupid thing to ask. But anyway, if you want to ask, ask. Sincere dua, without limitations. Because we are asking the one who has no limitation. The best dua is to ask Allah for forgiveness, not for material stuff. You can ask, there's no problem with asking for halal material stuff. But the best dua is to ask Allah for forgiveness, to forgive you. How do I say that? Because this is what Rasulullah ﷺ taught his wife, our mother, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. She asked him, Ya Rasulullah, if I get Laylatul Qadr, what should I ask Allah? Remember now, this is not just dua, this is dua at the best of times. If I get Laylatul Qadr, what dua should I make? He said, ask Allah, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anni. Wallah, you are the forgiver. You are the one who forgives. And you like to forgive. So forgive me. Now, how beautiful is the dua? So, best dua is forgiveness. And as I told you, the two conditions of dua, to obey Allah and to have faith in Him. Obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with istighfar. Starts with asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. So ask Allah to forgive. So, oh Allah, you are the one who forgives. So forgive me. Right? Make this dua. Then of course, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything you want. Ask for relief, ask for protection, ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Him for yourself, for your family, for friends, for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the biggest and best and most beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of dua. Or for everything. Right? So, make that into your habit. Make lots of dua, especially now in Ramadan, especially now as we are drawing to a close in Ramadan. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your duas, to give you what you ask with afiyah, and to add to that from His majesty and grace and generosity, whatever you ask, whatever you did not ask or you did not know to ask. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.